Radio 1.
Radio 1's getting a brand new breakfast show, as we exclusively revealed earlier. It's going to be presented by Chris Moyles. Sarah Cox will take over his afternoon slot. The exact date for the changeover hasn't been set yet, but it should be early next year. More from Newsbeat's Emily Briggs.
Sarah Cox has been doing her stuff on the breakfast show now for 3.5 years.
Robbie Williams on Radio 1.
But from January, Chris Moyles takes over.
You're listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Ben Cooper's head of Radio 1's daytime programmes.
Sarah's done a fantastic job for Radio 1 on Breakfast, but it's the toughest gig in radio. She's going to come off and have a lie-in, and we're going to put the biggest, youngest DJ talent in this country on Breakfast. That's Chris Moyles.
Radio 1.
It's no secret that the Breakfast programme has lost some listeners in the face of tough competition. Radio 1 bosses say that's not why Sarah and Chris are swapping shows.
She is really happy about taking the changes that she's already done on Breakfast. We've already started changing the Breakfast show. I'm going to take those changes and put them into Drive Time, so that we have a really competitive Breakfast and Drive Time show.
So there's a real battle now for listeners at Breakfast. Julian Lindley's from Heat magazine and says both presenters have got a lot to prove.
There's an awful lot of pressure. People are going to be watching how successful Sarah's ratings are going to be in the afternoon. But more importantly, that Breakfast show is such a key slot that the pressure's really on Chris now to kind of prove that he can actually be the saviour of Radio 1.
Radio 1.
I like them both.
I mean, she's great. She's great, but, you know, change is as good as a holiday, so to speak.
I think Moz is quite funny, so I'm happy with it.
We like Sarah Cox, but we love Chris Moyles.
Chris, we love you.
Radio 1. You're listening to Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Okay, so let's speak to the man himself, Chris Moyles. He's taken over the Radio 1 breakfast show from Sarah Cox sometime in the new year. She's moving to his afternoon slot. Chris, congratulations.
Thank you very much, George. I couldn't have done it without all your help.
I remember you always said you wanted to be the saviour of Radio 1 when you first joined Radio 1.
I've been saying I'm the saviour of Radio 1 for years, and now finally I get to prove it on the breakfast show. Not that, you know, I needed to prove it, because all of my adoring fans knew that already.
Of course, there is one slight downside, and it's those early starts, which means no more late nights.
Do you know, the early starts actually don't look that bad when you get the paycheck. I mean, seriously, I'll get up at 3 a.m. for the money they're going to be throwing at me. £4 an hour. Thank you.
But you are going to have to cut down on those late night drinking sessions, aren't you?
I'd rather not think about cutting down on late night drinking yet. That's the one thing which makes me cry.
Is this all you've ever wanted to do when you came to Radio 1?
There were two ambitions I wanted to achieve when I got to Radio 1. Number one was to kind of work our way up and do the breakfast show, and the second one revolved around Coxie and Zoe Ball in a shower. But I'm pleased to say that I've achieved now both of these things, and I'm very, very happy.
Cheers, Chris.
Radio 1 Newsbeat.